Shalom Aleichem to everyone. We have in this week's parasha, in America, Parshas Nozay. Yizayis Teres HaNozay, B'yoyim Malays Yimei Nizroi, Yovi Oysa El Pesach HaMoyed. Pasuk says that when the Nozay finishes his time, he has to come to the HaMoyed. But the Pasuk has a very, very interesting, unusual lashon. Pasuk says that Yovi Oise, it says Rashi, Yovi es Atzmai. This lotion of Yovi es Atzmai is very, very, very unusual. A person brings himself, how does a person bring themselves? Pasuk should have said Yovi. Yovi. What does it mean that a person brings themselves? Yovi Oise, it's a kind of Mamshapel of such a lotion. So the Meshech Chachma says something very unusual. Meshech Chachma says that we know that a person becomes a Nazir because he had some sort of taiva. He wants to get to a certain level of Kedusha, wants to break a certain Midah. How long should a person be a Nazir? So Stam Nazir Islam Yom is not an explicit pasuk. It's learned out of a drasha. So how long should a person be a Nazir? It says the Meshech Chachma something very, very profound. It says the Meshech Chachma that as long as a person identifies oneself with his Ritzonus, with his Yetzirah, that means a person and his Yetzirah is one. So as long as a person identifies oneself with one's Yetzirah, Midas Rois, Yetzirah, Taivis, the person still needs to be a Nazir. If a person's able to look at himself from the third person, a person's able to look at himself from the outside, a person's able to drive a wedge between oneself and his Yetzirah, if a person's able to understand that besides his Yetzirah, there's also something to him besides that, like Rav Volbe writes in one of the places that a person is not just a collection of Ritzonus, Taivis, and Midas Rois, but there's also a part of us which is pure and holy. When a person is able to separate oneself, even if a person wasn't misakin it yet, that's what it means, Yovi Oisa. When a person is able to look at oneself in third person, a person is able to look at himself in third person, so then you've already achieved the purpose of Nazirus. The purpose of Nazirus, which is interesting because it means that it doesn't necessarily mean that a person has fixed all his problems yet. That's not the purpose of the Nazirus. The purpose of Nazirus is that a person should get to the point that Yavi Oisei, a person could look at himself from a third person, a person could look at himself from the outside, and a person can, Yavi Oisei, a person can bring himself. It means a person understands that there's me, and then there's my Yetzirah, there's me and my Midas Rois, there's me and my Taivis. But there's something to me that's over and beyond just a collection of Ritzonus and Taivis. So the goal of the Nazirus by a person taking on any sort of Kabbalah, so the Meshech Chachma says that when does a person know that they've reached the end of the process, that they know that their Nazirus has accomplished? When they get to a matziv of Yovi Oisa, when they get to a matziv where they can take themselves, where they split themselves into two, there's them and there's the Oisa. And when a person undertakes even a small Kabbalah of Stam Nazirus Lam B'Yom, they've already driven a wedge between themselves. They've identified, they've isolated that there is something to me more than my Yetzirah. It's very interesting that very, very similar pshat is said over here by the Sforno. The Sforno over here on the pasuk of Yavi Oisei says, he asks the same question, what does it mean, Yavi es Atzmai? What type of lashon is that? What type of expression is that? That a person being themselves. The Sforno says something incredible. The Sforno says that we find in a number of places in the Torah, Dafka, that a person cannot bring themselves. By Mitzayra, it says, Vahuva ala Kain, he has to be brought to the Kain. By a site, it says, V'hevi ha'ish es ishto ala koyin. By Eved, V'hegisha adona ve'ala loikim. Very interesting that we find a number of places in the Torah HaKadosha where a person has to go somewhere, but he has to be brought. And the Sforno is asking, what does it mean? V'hu ve'ala koyin has to be brought to the koyin. He can't go himself, let him order a taxi and go to the koyin. Why is the Torah stressing that he has to be brought to the koyin? And why by a lady, a site, does the Torah stress that her husband has to bring her? Says the Sforno that the pasuk is coming to say, "Ein chovosh mater atzmai." There's a when a person gets into some sort of spiritual ruchnius dikarot, and a person wants to get himself out of it, person wants to climb out of it. So the person can't do it. Ein chovash mater atzmo beis asurim. A person can't get themselves out of it. It's very hard for a person to climb out of a spiritual rut alone. His lashon is mi sheichadish dover ba'atzmoi. Somebody who wants to do some sort of renewal, he has to be schlepped by somebody who's nichbodi man, somebody who's in better shape than his. So the mitzora needs to be brought to the kohen, because the mitzora, who's in some sort of ruchnius rot, cannot get himself out of it by himself. And likewise, the seita, likewise, the eved. Says the Svarna that what the Torah is stressing over here of Yavi as Atzmai, the Torah is stressing a dogish to say that as opposed to other people who were in some sort of ruchnizdika rot, who cannot get themselves out of it, Yavi as Atzmai, he can bring himself. And why? Says the Svarna something incredible. The Nazir turns himself into a different person completely. But the Nazir, by undertaking the Kabbalahs of Naziris, he has turned himself into an Ish Acher. He's turned himself into a different person. He's turned himself into a different Mitzias. He's turned himself into a different Bria. And this Nekuda that he's turned himself into an Ish Acher allows him to bring himself. You hear Maisa? It's hard to saying that Yavi as Atzma is as opposed to a Mitzvah, as opposed to a Saita, as opposed to Avedivi. They are all in such a spiritual decline that they can't get themselves out of the rut. Somebody else has to take them. Somebody else has to bring them. The Torah is stressing that by Nazi, you can bring yourself. Why can you bring yourself? Because by you being Mekabal Nazir, you became an Ish Acher. So ain nichbad b'menashe of you. There's nobody more appropriate to bring you than you yourself, because you're a different person. So the Svarna is also learning the pasuk very similar to the Meshech Chachma. Svarna is also learning the pasuk is saying that there's nobody who yavi es atzmo yavi oisa means you, the new you brings the old you. That's also a form of looking at yourself from the third party. But the idea of the new you bringing the old you is mefurish in the Svarna what the Meshech Chachma is saying. What's interesting is that the amount that it takes to be an Ish Acher is nothing less than incredible, because B'sach HaKol, a Nazir, is somebody who's Mekabel Stam Nazir Islam B'Joim. How long was he a Nazir for? 30 days, not drinking wine, not taking a haircut. The idea that a person could transform themselves into an Ish Acher with a small Kabbalah, with a little bit of change. The Baal HaTurim says in this week's parish or something astounding. He says that the reason why a Nazir is not allowed to visit in a Beis HaKvaris is because since he's holy, he's Kaddish, he's Heilig. So it just might be that while he's in the Beis HaKvaris, he might become a candidate for Ruach HaKodesh, and then he's going to look like Dover El HaMesim, which means that a Nazir who all he did was undertake the Stam Nazir Islam Ajayim. It's only 30 days with relatively minor undertakings. That's enough for him to become a candidate for Ruach HaKodesh. But the Svarna says that that's enough to become an Ish Acher. A person becomes a different person, a new person. And the new person, the new you, brings the old you. Both the Meshech Chachma both the Meshech Chachma and the Svarna are teaching us that a person, by day becoming a Nazir, is able to create a new identity and be able to look back at the old identity and look at it as two separate entities and look at two separate identities. And then like the Svarna says, Yavi Eitzma, the new you brings the old you. This concept is really actually mefurish in the Gemara in the Dharm Daf Test. The Gemara in the Dharm Daf Test says, the famous Gemara, the Shimon HaTzadik, the Heilige Shimon HaTzadik, never ate from any from Naziris. Amar Shimon HaTzadik, miyomai le'achalti Hashem Nazir, tamei enever ela pam achas, bo adam echad Nazir min hadarm, there was a Nazir from the south, for Yisiv, I saw that he was beautiful, and I asked him, why did you become a Nazir? So he says, roya ha'isi la'aba bi'iri, I was a shepherd for my father in my hometown, halachti l'malas mayim in amayin, I came to fill up water from the well. I saw my reflection of my body, of my face in the water. Pachasa la Yitzri, the Yitzhara jumped on me. Ubikish the Taradanim in Ailam, Amarti lo, I told the Yitzhara, Rasha, Lamata Mizgah bo Ailam Shaina Shacha, why are you mixing in? Why are you being a Balgaiva in a world that's not yours? Bimishu Osad Liyaz Rima Vitalea, the it's not clear from this Gemara what exactly about the narrative of this Nazir Shabadorim caused Helig Shimon HaTzadik to eat this Hashem Nazir. The Pachas Yitzchok says that there's something very telling about the story there. This Royim Shabadorim, this Nazir Shabadorim, he saw his reflection in the water. And when he saw his reflection in the water, he Pachas Olav Yitzri Yeri Yitzhara. So what did he say? Amarti loy, I said to him, Rosha, lomata mezgaba el b'shecha, Rosha, why are you mixing in? Why are you hopping onto a world that's not yours? And the Zachar the Pella, what do you mean, Rosha? Who's he talking to? Who is this Nazir Shabadorim speaking to? Who's he addressing? He's addressing himself. So why is he saying he's talking to Rosha? Who's he talking to? Who's the one who looked in the reflection and felt the Yetzirah? That was he. So he should talk to himself. Why is he talking third person, Rosha? He's talking to the Yetzirah. That means this Nazir Shabadorim came to an incredible understanding. He came to an understanding that the Yetzirah is an outside factor. He was talking to the Yetzirah in third party, Rosha. He was talking to himself, but he wasn't talking to himself of himself. He was talking to the Yetzirah of himself. Now this Nazir Shabadorim came to an incredible realization and an awareness that there is him and there's the Yetzirah. And the force that's causing him to feel his body and the cause that's causing him the Hisairus of the Taifa is the Yetzirah. So he was able to identify and talk to the Yetzirah in the third person and say, Rosha, Lama Ata, Mizgah B'Elam Shacha. It means he got to a darga that he was able to drive a wedge and understand that there's me and there's the Yetzirah. And there's a separation between me and the Yetzirah. So when a person is able to speak to the Yetzirah in third person, it means the person has the awareness that not everything that we want is what we really want. Sometimes it's the Yetzirah who's convincing us. When we're able to drive a wedge and understand that there's an ourselves and then there's the Yetzirah. So this Nazir Shabadorim actually got to the darga of where a Nazir is supposed to get to. According to the Svarim and the Meshech Chochma, a Nazir is supposed to get to the darga of Yavi Eisa, where a person can be an Ish Acher and look at the Yetzirah on the outside and look at himself as a pure, holy person and understand that we're not just a collection of Ritzayimis and Midas Reis. This Nazir got to that darga of Rosh Olam Atam is God, that he was able to identify that there's me and there's you. There's the new me and there's the old me. That's the spitz and that's the tachlis. And even if a person doesn't fix everything, but the etzem ability to recognize it is the shleimus of Naziris, Yavi Oisai. A guten Shabbos to everybody, Kol Tov.